Bon, Sam Cassia, na de radia se anopay. Hallelujah. Oh, shall we all lift up our hands and our voice to give thanks to God? Our brother Sam, just appreciate God for what he has done and a powerful ministration from our choir. Just appreciate God. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. Our God liveth. Mario sete korabada bo shada bagai. Are you thanking God? Thank Him. For His mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for this wonderful day. It is a great day you have set before us. We thank you for such an honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with your thanksgiving. Let everyone shout a big amen.
Amen.
Take your seat in the heavenly places.
I
welcome you to the month of March. Praise God. Now, precisely that was last year, but now, after I finished preaching, then announcement came in the evening that we will not have church service again.
So
the lockdown started exactly 1 year
ago.
We pray that such things will not happen again. The amen has to be louder.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now this month we are talking about the believer's expectation. Believer's expectation. So, how do we expect heaven to be like? How do we expect heaven to be like? Is heaven red?
Heaven or soul?
Then this is what I'm going to teach this morning.
When I'm about to know and I'll pay.
I'll continue this message on Wednesday. The scriptures has given us much example about how heaven is. Heaven is a home of God and His angels. Is heaven red?
Heaven.
Yes, heaven is red.
No kura. Heaven.
If you believe that Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, and then the Earth are all existing, then heaven.
So what did he say? Pluto, ni Jupiter, ni Mars, ni Oma Mukika ke Tahono.
If you can believe that, then you need also to believe that heaven is red.
So
what do believers is expecting from heaven? As a believer, how do you imagine heaven to be like? If somebody has promised you something, you need to know what that thing is.
So be a shawba for bibi hudia, and then so who near at the corner at your party.
Jesus promised his disciples that I'm going, but I will come back and take you. There are many mansions in my father's house.
Yes, Susanna, she has four more catching that one, said, man.
So he urged them, he gave them confidence about life. He made them to know that where he is going, they also can come. So, as it was with them, the same it was with us. The scriptures can never be broken.
Oh, I said, trust them, let me touch that.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now, heaven is mentioned in the Bible 691 times.
I said, heaven, you come on pen, and once a Marco Marco, 691.
Now, only in the book of Revelation, it has been mentioned 55 times.
Now, Revelation, woman, mona yet this seven, ya come once 55 times, and you know,
mention of heaven, heaven, heaven. Heaven is red.
Heaven, I am correct.
Every believer must, it is a must, know that heaven is God dwelling place.
Oh, jibini, I saw what siya siya said. I see what you possess. Or so, and you on your metinamia.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 1. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Mose woman e di kandi, e tine baku, yimu baku, osin e titi asieno, onyaku pombo, osu, en asase.
So if you believe that there is earth, then there is heaven.
To this as I see our tissue, so a hot year, and a lost soul.
I pray that you have knowledge about this message. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So as we live in the earth, the same thing heaven is existing. Genesis chapter 2, verses number 4 also talks about, said, these are the generation of the heavens and of the earth.
Now see, when I want to when
they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. So these are the generation of what? The heavens and of the earth.
When I want to
So the Bible is pointing for us to know that there is a generation which live in heaven and earth.
And the Bible says, I want to
shout a big amen.
Amen.
Genesis 7 verses 11 also confirmed that. It said, in the 600 years of Noah's life, in the second month, the seventeenth day of the month, then the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. Go ahead. So there is heaven which windows were open.
And teach royal ya kind lesson or shroom prince and national shroom puma APA.
Now that heaven windows which was open, it was talking about when God sent forth rain on earth the first time.
And he was shroom puma APA and when Cassava bra on it on your bone tall and shoe, I will know what Mrasso Sabre.
So there is heaven.
And you are shroom,
Genesis 14, 19 to 22 talk also about heaven.
Genesis chapter 14 and also Cassava or so.
He said, and he blessed him.
Now
and he blessed him.
Now and
he said, blessed be Abraham, of the most high God, possessor of heaven and earth.
Abraham
This scripture is talking about Melchizedek. When Abraham had encountered with
Melchizedek,
and these are the words of
Melchizedek,
and he blessed him, he blessed Abraham, and he said, blessed be
Abraham
of the most high God, possessor of heaven and earth. You can read further, you'll get more understanding.
Now what kind of dear
but the benefit of what I want us to understand, let us pause it over there. Now, every believer must so get that knowledge. Some instances that prove that heaven is real.
So
these are some instances that prove that heaven is real according to the Bible.
Now the
fire which destroys Sodom and Gomorrah is from heaven.
Sodom and Gomorrah
according to Genesis chapter number 19. Verses 24.
Genesis chapter 19, verse 24.
Now read.
Genesis 19, 24. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven.
Out of heaven, God sent forth a rain of fire.
Now on your midi a jatana prisuro basasiso.
To divorce or to destroy the land of Sodom and Gomorrah.
And now saying Sodom and Gomorrah, not my abonenti.
The Lord sent a rain of fire.
Wasuma eja eja.
So there is heaven.
And your soul.
Which even in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, God sent forth rain of fire.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Say eja ya eke. Eja na nuwade. Said the wound ye. Said the ensuo to pepe.
So get this knowledge that there is heaven. If you don't know where you are going, you can never get there. So we are talking about believers' expectation. What believers have to expect in this crucial time. There are many news going around. Talking about how the Antichrist will come. Talking about rapture. So, how do you live and how do you imagine this thing? So, in this month, we are talking about, next week I'll be talking about hell. I'll be talking about rapture. I will talk and talk for you to know or understand that there is something which the Bible has said. If these things that we are seeing today, it fulfilled the scriptures. So that proves to us that heaven is real.
Heaven.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, an angel calling people out of heaven.
So it means
that you know that there is a place in which even angels can call men out of that place. Genesis 21 verses 17.
And God heard the voice of the Lord. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the Lord where he is.
And the angel of the Lord called Hagar out of what? Heaven.
Both of no free Hagar, but your friend no friendly prisoner.
Out of heaven.
Friendly prisoner.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 22:11.
11 to 15.
Genesis 22 verse 11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I.
So the angel of the Lord called Abraham out of heaven.
Was you above for no friend? Abraham, every throw.
Out of heaven.
Friend, every throw.
So he heard the voice from heaven. Why? Heaven is red. Heaven is red. And hell is red. If there is heaven, then there is hell. Everything the scriptures has mentioned is rare, is there. Every man is limited to where you live. You see, we are limited to live on earth. That is where God has designed us to live. But there is hell. People are living over there. But they are not living in their own comfortable way. There is paradise.
And
it is existing.
And also,
now you are only limited to what your sight, your eyesight can only see. I challenge you this morning that you have to believe in God. Because one day, just as the Bible has said, Jesus will come again. Jesus will come again. Jesus will come again. There is a young boy who is an artist, a designer. An actor, not acting a drama, no, an act. That young guy was just at the hilltop over there doing his act. Some of you, I believe you have passed there before. Just yesterday, I was working with Samuel Edwin. So the young guy has died.
Oh, see, and which the crab people is who here, hilltop here, a bemu, maybe, yeah, or draw near maybe. Oh, see, now you are with him.
The young guy, when he passed there right now, the obituary is there. I said, oh, that is what I said. How can this young man die?
Oh.
And I said, look at the qualities in this young man. Can sit down and design, draw you, and make sure that you can give you a photograph. The man has died. The young guy has died. He is not even a man. Praise God. When you depart from earth, where are you going?
So first as this one, naoko.
There is a life after death.
I say, Abraham, people who are cheap.
There is life. There is life.
Abraham,
there is life.
Abraham,
after death. After death. When your physical eyes close,
when you wake up,
your spiritual eyes are open. When you dream, you are lying down, but you can find yourself in the places. Your physical eyes are closed.
When you are waiting,
but your spiritual eyes and your spiritual body is moving. Believe God, there is heaven and there is
hell.
Heaven is rare. Heaven is a home of God. Heaven is a place prepared for God and his children. If you are serving God, serve him very well. Don't live anyhow. You see? Anything can happen at any time.
Sir,
the way you are thinking or the way you are living, you see, don't live to please yourself. If you are doing anything, do it in your subconscious that there is somebody somewhere. I will be going somewhere. I pray that our soul and our physical body will live very well to please God.
Or say, or Papa said, see, you bet.
Can I get believers? Amen. Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jacob had a dream about heaven.
Jacob Sundaya Emusro.
Genesis 28. Verses number 12.
Genesis 28, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, The angels of God ascending and descending on it. Amen.
Man.
One day Jacob had a vision.
Jacob had this idea will be that.
And Jacob found himself, he saw a ladder from heaven onto the earth. And
so,
and angels are ascending and descending. So there are entities that live in heaven, and they were coming and going. He saw them.
So Diana, on the Diohunu Yenye, who sat Chidia tin, Padesa Hane, Adia, Archidiano, Eduha, but also tin, near Urani said, above four, a pop, a dear Fusania, Wabo Papa, sa, on the Diohunu Yeno.
He saw them,
Ohunu Yen.
He saw them,
Ohunu,
that there is a place in which man cannot dwell with his physical body, but it is existing.
Baby, what are you paying to me for the one I'm waiting to know? Sabi, I know.
I prophesy over your soul.
Shall come to work
that one of these days, as God descends, we will see him.
And we're ready. We'll be who no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is heaven. There is heaven. There is heaven. Heaven is there. It is a home of God dwelling with his angels.
Obi kasam premi ansa no pese woti ase de work and woti ase waka dem prince ase minia wo soro ebo ho
osoro akwentu emuna yeriko enije bena sadano beye osoro akwentu
bina ye
There is a place.
Baby, who?
There is a place.
Baby, who?
Tell me. There is a place.
Baby, who?
Don't leave anyhow.
And trust us,
I'll be teaching you how you can enter into heaven. One of our messages, I'll be teaching. I want you to be sober. Don't stay at home because there are things you need to know. There are things you need to understand.
Baby, I don't know. It just said, "Open up one say." Now, baby, she has said, "And chile chile."
Many people are saying a lot of things, and we are hearing a lot of messages and a lot of news. And does it? Do you or is that, does it concern? Or do you show any attitudes about what it is happening? Do you think it is normal? It is not normal. Everything that we are hearing, seeing, it is fulfilling scriptures. Fulfilling scriptures. The Bible said that when the abomination of man become high, what is the abomination of man? Abomination of man is this legalizing of things.
The abomination, yeah, okay. A bit the man.
Jesus said it plainly. Jesus said, I will be teaching these things for you to know. It's talking about the generation that we are in now.
Or Casacho and Pempensu, a woman, and near Madan, he said, the mayor when you met me at Taho.
And how things have to work, Shepherd, I do leave that place. Come and sit down here. Leave there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen. When Jacob saw these angels, he perceived that he had seen God.
Jacob,
he had an encounter with God. He had an encounter. He saw God, saw heaven, he saw spiritual beings coming up and down. I thank God that one of these days you will have an encounter with Jehovah. I pray for you. You will not be just an ordinary believer. You will not just be an ordinary believer. You will be a believer transforming the life of people.
Maria said, "Di kabebo shadada baka."
Asu wa papa ya mase. Unyo jidi ni papa ya kwebi peke. Uba be ye o jidi ni glory ba. Wo ope nam afu froso. Ama mushabe ure rade.
Can I hear believers? Amen.
Amen.
May the Spirit of God come over your life. May you receive the anointing of God. May you receive the transformation of God.
We need to live to please God. We need to live to please God. Don't live on your own life. Live to please God. Praise God. We are in the end time. We are at the edge of the world. Now you see, when we say this, people just use their own ideology talking about things which is not like you can die at any time. A man's life ends when you die. After death, there's no repentance again. What you can do is what we are doing today. You need to accept and believe God. Follow him very well, sir. So you see, whatever we are doing on earth, it ends when we end our life. It ends. When the day you breathe your last breath, it ends. This young boy, an artist, has ended his life. Nobody can continue.
Papa, yeah, can I say me? Need the AC?
That place, his pencils and everything, erasers, all these things will be lying down over there. Nobody can. If he has an assignment of doing somebody drawing or acting or for something, it doesn't end. The thing will remain there.
Obi
the
niema brano so niema no wobre owu ye no he esi unye biye.
Now you see, it can happen to anybody. It takes grace to live. It takes almighty power to live.
I challenge
the church this morning.
Was you a show of Christ?
Live for God. 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 Hey, can I get you to say? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What are the expectations of believers? We have to expect that one day God will appear. Jesus will come again.
Yes,
he will come. He will come. Jesus will come. Whether you like it or not, he will come. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's look at the fourth point. Heaven is a kingdom. Heaven is a kingdom. Matthew chapter 3 verses 2.
Matthew 3 verse 2.
Right.
I'm saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen. Jesus urged the people that repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now you see, whenever you come to church, the news that you are hearing from this pulpit, it is a subject to you to understand, to repent.
Jesus
said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Repent.
Jesus said, Monsachira.
Repent, sister, repent. Brother, repent. Now live a changed life. Don't repeat the mistakes that you are doing. Don't repeat them. Change. Change. Repent. Repent. God is not a man who can change his mind. Who can repent from what he was about to do. God is not a man. Live to please God. Worship God from your heart.
And
change from your evil doings.
It is,
very important. It's very important. One day Jesus will come. He will come. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Right.
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Now, imagine that in Jesus' days, he was preaching about repentance. In those days, Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, comparing Jesus' days and our days.
Now,
which one is the most at hand? So Jesus said this, and I can repeat that, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Or say, yes, waka ebesine se satra wade osahinie.
Repent, brother. Repent, sister. Young lady, repent. Young man, repent. Stop those things that you are doing. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. 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 Change. Change from where you are. If you serve Christ, let Christ's life lead your life. If you are serving Christ, let people see Christ in you. I pray that Christ's life will be as your life. The Bible says, let all your attitudes be the same as that of Jesus Christ. If you are a believer, let your life and your behavior be equal to Christ. Now, the fifth point, heaven are open when Jesus was baptizing. Heaven opened when Jesus was baptized. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16.
Matthew 3, 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Amen.
So, when Jesus Christ was baptizing, the heavens were open. The heavens were opened unto him. And they saw the Spirit of God descending. Something is descending, coming from heaven unto them. I am talking about heaven is rare. Heaven is rare.
Heaven.
If you believe that Pluto, Mars, Venus, they are there.
You nine planets. Would you decide nine planets now? You know,
so heaven is also there. And scientists cannot prove that if Pluto is there, how can you not believe that heaven is there? There are people who are misinforming others that there is no God. There is no any heaven. If there is no God, there is no any heaven.
Then what is
there? What do you believe? What is there?
What do you mean?
How old are you?
When you say,
for you to discern and know what you are talking about. Everything that you are seeing under the sun, it came as the result of what they learned from the Bible. Give knowledge to the scientists. He give knowledge to so you see, whatever you are seeing, they learn it from the Bible.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So Jesus in his days of baptism, then the heavens opened for him.
May say, yeah, you know, here from no. Johanne ebo Yesu esu e wo Jordan mo no me se osu bie e popro sane.
Are you there? When you had the baptism, but you saw it
now, Obi, as who we
praise God,
hallelujah,
heavens open. One of these days, the heavens will be open for your destiny.
When you be another one,
the heavens will be open for your destiny. Receive that grace of open heavens in the name of Jesus. Your heavens will be open. I say your heavens will be open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When your heavens are open, that means God is descending particularly for what you are looking for. Are you in the church at all?
Amen.
Now listen, how some personalities had an encounter with heaven.
Personalities,
they had an encounter. Number one,
Kobe.
Elijah went up to heaven. Elijah.
Yeah, according to Elijah.
2 Kings chapter 1 Kings chapter 2 verses 10 to 12.
I am for whom I be time a three me no a yimu a do.
1 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
Yeah.
So David slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David.
1 Kings chapter 2 verses 10 to 12.
Verse 11. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40.
No, Second Kings, sir.
I am for whom I told you, you know. Tell me, you know.
Second Kings chapter 2, verse 11. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Verse 12. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them apart. Amen.
Praise God. Now, Elisha saw Elijah. Whilst they were there, a whirlwind which have horses, chariot of fire, came and picked his garment.
Or see, Elisha. Or shut Elijah Senya na Ojatia Sien and Bia Baba my Elijah so no answer or Kosro no Sube Bia Mano.
If there is no any place in heaven, where are they going?
So was through a new one, Biabia New Osura or
where are they going? There is heaven,
Osura,
something is existing.
People were hoping
in the universe. It is a place of God. And it is a place that God has promised us. Elijah went up to heaven.
Elijah,
and the people, you see, there was a witness.
Oh, see, a Lydia dance here.
A witness was there.
A dancing fool.
Oh, Elisha was standing there.
Elijah, no,
he saw the way we. And the horses, chariot came, and Elijah was raptured, sat on the horses, and that on the chariot went back to heaven.
And once upon God, see a CNMP or the papa, no, it's the one.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God,
hallelujah.
He was raptured,
and the man is not.
He was raptured.
Man.
So that proved to us that when we come back on the subject of rapture, you will understand it.
You
will surely have understanding about that. God sent forth his chariot, pick Elijah.
Say,
Elijah, do not die physical death.
And they have a reason why Elijah
will remain.
Moses died, people do not see his body.
Praise God.
And there is something God will do at the end, which the scripture proved to us that this man will come.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
But that is the end time. Praise God. There is a reason. There is a reason why when Jesus was went to the mountain of transfiguration, there is something whereby Elijah and Moses came and visited.
The other man said, "Moses, every mlekwa yehu nemu Elijah and so Yeshimolo natural semblance denedi na na bepona." Yesu efukwa eni esuafu obi kwa ya onko hu Moses eni Elijah no o se chosem na tawen nyina apa ho na ewiye be no ebeba be kire no no so benya apa kire no wa kire wo se ni ema we nyina.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Something is coming.
Bibiba,
we need to change.
Sisa,
we need to walk in the ways of God.
Nanti awurade akwa,
whatever we are doing has an end.
Yeye biye wa biye.
Whatever we are doing has an end.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But when you believe in Christ, when you live accordance with Christ, the expectation of the rapture shall never be cut off.
I see what you need.
God bless you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Finding yourself in church is one of the greatest gifts.
It's
one of the greatest blessings. I'm telling you. Because wherever you find yourself is where how your life will be. Your association would either it will deform you or it will make you. Wherever you go, that place that you find yourself, the information that you are hearing, either it will bring you up or it will bring
you down.
I pray for your life that the grace of God to remain in your life forever. To be in the house of God. Receive this prophecy. Receive this power. Receive this gift. In the name of Jesus. Not you alone, but you and your generations. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, yesterday, I and Samuel Edu went to my senior brother, and we went to him. And among his children, there are a lot of confusions. So I went and sat with him, called my brother, and called his children, and we sat. Now, when I came back home, and I knew when I was praying, and God told me something. He said, What you have done. God said it particularly that what you have done will affect your ministry. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, what does this thing? But you see, we take things for granted. We don't care about certain things. But I put it as a burden. No, I won't sit down for my senior brother and his children will live apart. No. Whatever I have to do to support and make sure that things are in order, well, went and do. And by the grace of God, I just asked my senior brother, I'm the seventh born. So I follow him up. How many? Seven. And he agreed. He said, Kwame, come. He said something profound. He said, you, whatever you tell me, I will do.
O see, ni nua na ka kire nse, kwame ye do ba ka kire mi bia, me ye tie o. Ni nua pani, ono sonson. Ni nua pani aka kire nse, kwame, o ka sa kire mi a, me tie.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Listen, we take certain things for granted, but you don't know what God can use something small can achieve a big thing. When your life changed, it will serve as an opportunity for many people. Now, when you go back to your village, the best thing that you will see over there is the qualification of alcoholism.
you will see your colleagues and your family members who are being deformed, destroyed, by the spirit of alcohol, and now by the grace of God, you find yourself in church. You are going to church. People are hoping to see something better from your life. But when you go back, you go to them again with these people, and we sat in the same place to drink. Who are you? Shut up, big
amen.
Change, my brother. Repent. People are watching. People are watching your life. People are what you may stay afar. Your relative will live at Kumasi. You are living in Accra, but they are watching.
Bra, elipe hewo, elipe show na sisa. Such a brabono. Daniel.
When you were in your village, you were pregnanting the women over there. And by the grace of God, you have come to Accra to become a billionaire so that you can help others. You still take the same habit from the village to the city.
Oh, the Sabra Bona, Friacrasia Baba Tranca, Amu Basa Basa, Wasa Betraza, Uu Basa Basa, and the Anapasa.
How would you be a blessing? How would you be a blessing? People want to see hope in you. They are expecting that our brother is in Accra, our sister is in Accra. Where's
a man for him say your brother brother, your sister will brother, dear who ye? And then why you're in here, so dear, at the amount of be per 1,000 or be per 20 or be per 50 every libra or from bra, pay, wouldn't you be man?
Now, the same thing where just as your relatives are in abroad, when you call them, what do you want? You are hoping to get something from them. Every 91.1% in this house, if you have a relative outside, anytime you are discussing something, you need something. And as you also are here, some people are in Kumasi Totokuyoko, at the back there, they also are looking for something from you.
Said your bra, who sister, and what a brooch. Nakawunya, the piano, swat thousands of dollars at your brown qua, son of Bissu at sea, your crew, son of Bissi, a crabby asset. Our Muslim said, Nimia were and crime. It's Mimia Betimia Bwame, Abrabana Ubono, and to me, Amaumiano, Utimina Shimano, Brae, Sisa.
Change,
Sisa.
Repent.
Hallelujah.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now, Paul also had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke to him from heaven.
Paul so the yeah on usually a dance here. What
Acts chapter 9, verses 2 to 4. I'm ending my message.
Asuma for my eating crown in him, you know.
Acts chapter 9, verse 2. And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. The last verse. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Add a four. Continue.
A four on account.
Verse 5.
The five, sorry.
Five.
And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen.
Now, listen. Paul was communicating with Jesus from where? From heaven. He heard the voice. Jesus spoke to him from heaven. And Paul answered him.
Said time, no, I saw. What in it? Brano, O2, and GD4, Susano. What in it for sure?
Jesus said, Why do you persecute me?
I'm dating our time.
Jesus was not on earth, but he has raptured to heaven. So where from Jesus talking to Paul?
Now Yesu tears and see so, but Yesu Paul pepe say Yesu or catch that and say, sure, I'm dating our time.
Now the end of my message, in my conclusion, That is my third point. Jesus was born by a woman, as we know. But he was raptured to heaven physically.
Acts chapter 9, verses number 11.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to end my message. I'll continue this message on Wednesday. Now listen, Jesus Christ came as a man, born as a man, by Mary, as you know the story. But when Jesus died, he came back to life again. You know the story.
Yes.
They are going to celebrate Easter, so you hear more about it. But when Jesus was departing from earth, it was not the process in which he came, or the process at which we human beings have been going through. The last stop of every man, when you die, they will bury you. Jesus was buried, he came back to life. The grave was empty. Everybody knows this story.
Now,
listen. The fact is, when Jesus was about to leave the earth, this is a typology for us to believe that one day, rapture will come. Rapture will come. It will come. If you are a believer, believe it. Just have that knowledge that one day, Jesus Christ will come and he will rapture us back to heaven.
Yes, Baba. No, be
but they saw Jesus going up to heaven. They saw him. And when Jesus was raptured, there was angel came standing there, and they told the disciples. And when he had spoken these things, while they were beheld, he was taken up. A crowd received him out of their sight. Ten. And while they were, they looked straightly towards heaven. He, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white.
Where from them?
They were angels of God. Who told them that Jesus, now 11, read the 11. Read it fast, please.
Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
The way you are seeing Jesus going up to heaven,
the same Jesus
will come back again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why standing gazing up in heaven, into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him.
Galilee for me, said the boy, you see a shino up of fano, son of Bessaya Sanyaba.
Jesus will come back again.
Yes,
there is heaven. And there is earth. There is heaven. One day, Jesus will come back. Every one of us, you may not know when Jesus will come. The disciple asked Jesus, they pushed him several questions. They said, no. It is not add up to you for anybody to know the time. Even angels does not know except the Father. Nobody can predict the coming of Jesus, but we can see the things that he has said. And that will make us to know that we are nearing to the end time.
Sham come for grant me sha sham come way. Nemom di obe hunu no say emleni pimpen shwa dia chona kanu obo say be mako mako mako.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the
Lord. Say my Jesus.
Now in my conclusion, end it. Yeah. Now, listen. Obi bia waha bia rano suya sadie wu. En nante keke. En mwa brabo keke. En livu keke. Men nye wajin se unam keke. Baby wawa ye beko. Baby wawa. Se ye tiasu, se ye wachiu. Baby wawa ye beko. Ne e hode na be. Then I'll back away. Ne ye pe nye na ye. One day. Ebe jawo enjin chira se enkope ye bepe se ye ye nipa de ye entrance but en ma wani nya ho se nya wo sori ahimna che na wo da na jono eno na de wo betena ba bi wo hebe e do tena ba bi wo asase so enti nya wo pre bia ye e ye se wo benya but sa bia no wo mre e betwam enti na bible se se wo pre wa de pa de duo wo asase so ahwehwe trap ya pa ye dey. Baby, what are you back up? Baby, what are you back up tonight? Baby, what are you doing? No, you be who you are. To anum to me say, yes, I know. Say yes, Christo, ya me ba no ba. Yeah, no. Be. Yes, I know. Say yes, Christo, ya me ba no ba. Yeah, no. Be. Sangabri. Oris yes, yeah. Oh, Sabri, Arika San Panachayama, Yabasano, Say Yesu Christo, Yame Banoba, Yanino. Have you a ha? Baby, why are you back up? Send the papo, umpo, as I see a bitch, and you know how they buy it. Your ideology cannot change God's mind. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Do you understand it? We have many teachings. We have many theories. But what the Bible has said is what we believe. Jesus said, he is going, but he will come back again. He is going to prepare a place for us. It will be a wa oko siyese, uka denya nyame na meka ye. Chro sem na haka, enobe chira siyese. Asamwe nye Jacob na chro ye. Jacob and chro buku. Nya po na chro ye. Enye Abraham ne kan ye. Yesu ne kan. Ne ofri agya ne nchen. Ano wakasa. Oka kire Pharisee for say, se muye ni pe. Mo mu se se enfra mabbo fratifi ba. Utimi hunu se. Enzo beto. Se fra na fonso utimi kan se we de, ba bi efri ba de ento. Na se nya mode majuni ebunu mu utimi hunu nso se. Onya me ba no. Wiase no. E be ko da wiye ana obeba. You need to know. From a big bop, and from a big bop, and from a big bop, but Obibira niwa, one yansa, one wadi. Tell you, send your woman penny for no one, a bepia, or madi, yasadani, a beba. The moment I am penny for from ba, America, no, only 1 month, nanny a master. Only 1 month, or tena kunyas, or nyaposome. To name yasa, yes, sir. One tears here, no better tears here, 2 million crowd. 2 million baby bako dino, and the baby baby yes. And in your person, ye be an sumunya me ye. Ubet in your tena here for, but Christo has someone what can say. Say, yes, my ya. Hong Kong crum flas as this one. 2 million be answer. 2 million be answer. I'm telling you, Obian will bet in your cum, yes, any penny, nobody. It is not into any man to destroy souls except God. And yet, dry, and never why, and never queen for us as this one. No. Mean this enter turn into the Bible carrying farm. Said that crook. And drop it back. The better way, you know, I'm a yew. Tis a Bible, not Cadian and no crap, and they drop it by my day. But say it to me, Bobby, say, we are saying, you know, what drop you know. Can we say a message? But what I say? Can we say a message to my answer? That could be bad. Yes, my idea, Bako. And I want to ask you. I don't know my prep. A banker crack. And see, and that, America wo vaseline, Ghana wo vaseline, we togo Benin obi e wo vaseline. Ti vaseline firi yin apre ko pe ye nyina ye ngo. Enye bone e ye dro, obi ka kero se ye bone a meme ne ne nyadwe. Ba me a me jira nga me nyango e. Na wa na bia me tukwan ne ese ko wo. Eno de masam na makin. Ba me ntu fo se o peso wa me nya den. Me ngo. Praise God. What in America? Me hu bone ewo. Ba eno nya entire. Eno kera se eno no bi be di ya so. Praise God. Obedi awa na bia hu didi ewo mu na da kire ni pa kwa obeye. Your faith. Your faith. If the devil has an agenda, God has an agenda. Chabona sama sisa nyame wo bibi. Mo ma yan sum nyame nti nyame ndi. Na ka be ngoko. Ana pai masama make kire wo nyina wie ye ne se suro nyankopom. Di nyame mra chi. Unu se bibi wo ho. Entena se wo wa ho peso. Live to please God. Now we are sad. Have your year come. Tina, me no me no. Na change. Na be nyame peso di ebi. Si ebe wo. Si ebe ti aso no bebo. Ye be nyame chafa. Radi sia.
Amen.
Radi nyao kasia.
Amen.
Ama uti di mpeja. Ama wadi sadi kumbre.
Amen.
Radi ame ahu ya esi ye.
Amen.
Uni kugwa da.
Amen.
Don't get it down.
Amen.
Radi sia ukra aso.
Amen.
Anche uni pedi aso.
Amen.
E radi ma ume esi ome ye.
Amen.
Esi wa brapo ye.
Amen.
Esi ukra ye.
Amen.
Esi wa siti ye.
Amen.
Ni mpa ya ma usa.
Amen.
Adi oji na emu.
Amen.
E radi ma esi ye.
Amen.
E radi ma esi ye.
Amen.
E radi ma esi ye.
Amen.
Ukra esi ura di. Now lift up your hands. Give thanks to God. Pastor Dame Yakopo. Hey! Nimdi wala mawa na wate Jesus. Sister, I don't know, Casa, brother, I don't know, Casa. But you said there is heaven. There is heaven. There is heaven. Hey, hey. God, God, God. Give thanks to God. Ask God for repentance of our sins. Ask forgiveness of sins and ask God the Lord. Hey, 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 go, Kasada. Go, Kadabo Shada. Nabibo Sada Bada. Oh,
Father, we're sorry.
Everybody, yada wasi. Yada wasi. And I know as Rotten boy, you know. So you have one story, okay, in time. No, we wouldn't even be here. But we're about to be dying. My good mood, dear. Your mouth, me punch, yet bow and chain. We are more born of our Sakaye. We are a high end, my intimate summer. And of our Sakaye, give us a repentance memory. A repentance mind so that we can live to please you, Lord. Our expectation is one day we witness you in heaven. Holy Spirit, bless us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Inspire us to do your will. Grant us the grace so that we can stand at this end time. Lalio Sara Kusha, Lamaliose, Lalibo, Lalo, Lalo, Sara Bahalo, Hey, Pada Bahosa, Hey, Pada Bahosa, Hey, 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 Pada Bahosa. In the situation that you find yourself in, by the help and the power in this ministry, we are the one who is true and see in fact on the Christ. We will be our son, what is your son? That way, we are the one who is true and see in fact on the Christ. We are the one who is true and see in fact on the Christ. We are the one who is true and see in fact on the No, but we will live to please you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, so we are not for Christ. Son, the crown and I take a miracle when the same boss empire must save you. If you are here, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. I welcome you to accept Jesus. Either than the heaven that we are talking about, you'll be not part of it. When you say, Page on Saturday, engineer, baby, and fire, yes, sir. I'm giving you this opportunity to come before him. You are here, you are led to accept Jesus. Just come forward. Let me pray for you. If you know to yourself you have not accepted Jesus, this altar call is very important. That you come to Christ by having an encounter with Nishiabono, and that will give you a key to heaven. If you are here, you know yourself you have not accepted Jesus. When you say one more sudan, come forward, let me help you. At the end of the day, we will urge all of you that you will be baptized. If you know you have not been baptized, come forward, let me help you. As I pray for you, we are helping you, and you will find time. Now, a kind of baby, may it be a couple of months, I'm a mom. Be our heavy and with some words, you can come forward. Let me pray for you. All right, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for inspiring us given us the grace, revelation about heaven, giving us the joy and the atmosphere that the scriptures are talking about. I feel that the angels are descending here, just as Jacob saw heaven. He saw the angels descending and ascending. I feel that presence over here, and I know, God, you are here with us. You are blessing your people. You are impacting your gift in the life of your people. Every burden is taking over. May you bless us. Continue to bless this church. Increase this church. Multiply us, as Lord. Let your church grow. In Jesus' mighty name. Let the people of God shout a big amen.